Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
It's Saturday night and you're listening to the swinging sounds of bubbles in the think tank. Belinda, the dominatrix of the airwaves, is on the air.
But to what the silliest doers of radio programming anyway?
Our ever-embiggening staff is working hard for you.
And when January Fairy makes the scene.
For the Bubbles in the Think Tank 2016 Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib.
She's sparkly through and through. So set your dial.
Set your dial.
To 91.5.
To 91.5.
And let us do the rest. Cause we've been double dong daring you since 1990. Bubbles in the Think Tank. On WMFO. In Medford.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a trashy, rotten, satanic, depressed, big, deadly, bovine, bubbly, huge, big, legendary, cold, poultrified, lecherous, blockheaded, fuzzy like a kitty, Juno-esque, slappy, amber, pompous, beetleicious, minimalist, ignorant, slimy, schmucky, nutty, schmarmy, big, hairy, supercilious,
according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda.
I'm January Fairy.
And this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, we guess, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday night. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Thank goodness I've got help with that one tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's hard to do them both.
I know. Coming up in around about a week, it will be time for the radio obituaries. So, yeah, next week it's the radio obituary retrospective finally happening.
I know. It's hard to believe that it's that time of the year as well.
Well, you know, that time of year has passed.
Right.
But some of us ran off to another country.
Right.
Because we just couldn't take it here anymore, I guess. And so,
We had just maxed out.
Just couldn't do it.
Just maxed out on the whole country.
You know, there comes a time where you just have to, you know, not be there. So, you know, here we are.
Yes.
Here we are. Now, I want to say that me being who I am,
Who are you again?
I am Belinda.
And, covered that in the theme song.
Yeah, some of you people know what that means. I did not preview the new and improved jingle, and I am so glad I didn't.
Oh, there was much mirth and laughter and merriment.
Oh, we were so happy. Thank you, Chairman of the Board of our New York office, Joe Silver. Sweet Joe Silver. He's called sweet for a reason. That was a beautiful thing.
It really was.
Thank you so much, Joe, for updating that in all of the wonderfulness that you brought to bear there. Because you brought some stuff to bear.
We just thought it was going to be updated with the 2016.
Yeah, we're like, oh, okay, Christmas, that's great. That's sweet.
We weren't expecting the special voiceover sample at the end, which was clearly a year in the making.
And you know, that's the kind of thing that makes you know exactly why this show, the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib, the special episode every year,
right,
is important enough that I used to fly to Cincinnati for it. Now, and you fly to Boston for it.
That's right.
Now, you know, the money we have spent on the production
of the Christmas Mad Lib. Alone, just the Mad Lib.
I mean, we don't even want to talk about all the other expenses we've incurred with this radio show.
There's a lot of other things
happening. Oh my goodness, we have done that. It's crazy talk.
You know, we're not just invested, we're invested.
We're
not vested yet. I haven't become vested yet.
Yeah, when's the 401k kicking in?
I mean,
that's what I want to know.
This is year 16 for me. So, you know, I feel like it should be at the 2020. I should hit something at 2020.
You know, Bubbles in the Think Tank is a wholly owned subsidiary of Meow Music, which is a division of the Meow Group. And no, I have not gotten my 401k paperwork yet.
Yet.
30 years. I'm still waiting for the papers.
That's right.
Waiting for it.
Well, 30 years, 20 years for me in 4. We're getting there. It's close.
But we've got a Mad Lib to do tonight, and we're very excited about
it. There's so much in between.
And I've made an executive decision. Well, first of all, let me.
Oh.
No, I'm going to talk about the executive decision first.
Because as a member of the executive board, I feel like I was not hip to this.
No, you weren't. And it was something that would just happened really fast, where I was like, I don't feel like this is a year for a junkie's Christmas.
No, some days it's not.
It's just not.
No.
There was
years that we didn't play it.
It's very true. It's you know, it's a tradition, but one that we're not steadfast.
It's more of a traditional guideline.
Yes.
Really.
We work with the guidelines here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We enjoy guidelines. No rules.
Rules are for suckers.
Too hard and steadfast. Whereas those words, fun, not applicable to the show necessarily.
So no junkies Christmas tonight.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Because I feel like we always do the junkies Christmas, but we have all this other miscellaneous talking that you don't file into the time frame.
Oh, even
because I'm not here for the regular one. So you're like, I have 50 minutes of music and then junkies Christmas, and it'll be just in time for the Mad Lib. So we always bump the Mad Lib back because we talk too much, and then junkies Christmas doesn't even start until the second hour.
I recognize, looking, you know, with this list that I have, that I feel like every 3 minutes I should just reach over and delete something.
It's on the fly editing.
You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happens
because
here.
Because not only are you the owner, you're also the producer.
So, to back up and let everybody know what exactly is happening tonight, because if you've never listened before, you really don't know what's happening tonight. And why would you?
And why would you really know what's happening anyway?
Yeah, why? Nobody expects you to know what's happening, even if you've been around for years and years. Because, you know.
Fair.
Fair.
Fair statement.
Because we know who we're working with here. So tonight, it's the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib.
Radio professionals. Oh.
Oh, what?
Hello.
Oh, hello, Solo. Solo's here in the house.
Hello.
Which means, Chuck, you can't be far behind. You see, just like that.
Hello.
You never know what's going to happen tonight, do you?
You don't know what's going to happen. It
never,
is a
ever.
Night with no guidelines.
Yes.
Hello, friend.
He's a friend of the show, yes.
Good friend of the show.
Friend to all.
Necklace.
Thank you. I'm very festive.
As January Fairy always
is. It's true. I didn't pack any glitter because I was flying, so I had to have something sparkly that was also
TSA approved.
TSA approved. Sparkle and or glitter.
So tonight we have the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib. And so back in the day, for the first whatever number of years of the radio show, there was a Mad Lib every single week. It was so rare that there was no Mad Lib. There were times at WAIF, WAIF in Cincinnati, where the phones might go down for a month. You know,
right.
Things like that might happen, and we wouldn't do Mad Libs. But by and large,
oh, see now,
for all of those years, from way back into the late 70s,
right,
pre-me,
right,
back in the David Andrew Dougal days,
right,
there was a Mad Lib every single week.
I was trying to think if in my era at the helm of the Cincinnati show that ever happened, but I was never fully in charge in the old studio.
Right.
My tenure played out in the new luxurious WAIF studios.
Always never as luxurious as the Alms Hotel, the moist cavernous bosom of the Alms Hotel.
So I never had the issue with the phones going down. Now the internet going down, different issue.
Different
but
issue.
I don't think I ever had the a show without a Mad Lib. In the 8 years that I ran
Probably
it, I don't think that ever was the problem.
And so because of that, that's part of why we have this extremely loyal, long-term listenership, because we built very strong and meaningful relationships with people
that's
on the phone. Because, of course, the mission statement of Bubbles in the Think Tank is to promote literacy and personal growth through telecommunications.
Yes.
And that is what we attempted to do by having conversations with people on the phone every week and do a Mad Lib.
Right.
So we did that, and we did that, and we did that. And when I started here, while January Fairy was still on the air, and we had Bubbles in the Think Tank Original and Bubbles in the Think Tank East, and even when I did it in the West, too,
right,
I didn't do the Mad Lib.
East and West.
Because I didn't want to dilute the power of the Mad Lib.
That's right.
I didn't want to do that. And that's kind of one of the reasons the Radio Obituaries were born, because I needed something to do.
Right.
Because I'm just like that.
So as the Mad Lib carried on in Cincinnati for the original, this Mad Lib that we're going to present this evening continued from the original, and now has come to East Coombe Original.
That is correct.
Right.
So now it's the only Mad Lib of the year.
Right.
So we always used to say it's the only Mad Lib of the year where you knew what the Mad Lib was going to be. It still is.
That's right.
It still is.
That has not changed.
We're so good at this. So, of course, sometime shortly after midnight. Notice how I glanced at the clock when I said that. Oh, like now? No.
How about now?
We'll start the Mad Lib. We'll be taking calls and Skype.
Yes.
As well, Skype audio only, no video. Thank you very much. We don't want to see anything.
You should become a fan of Bubbles in the Think Tank on Facebook if you'd like to see any future video.
That's right. Get yourself over to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group.
Yes.
Join in over there. Everybody will keep you up to date about what is happening. But we'll talk about more details on the phone numbers and all of that. But so when we get to the second portion of the program tonight, we'll be opening up the phone lines and the Skype for the Mad Lib phone calls and entries. And so be expected to participate, especially you female callers.
That's right.
Because we always had a hard time with that.
Right.
Always, always, always. But since we've come to do it only once a year, we're really hurting over here.
It's tight. It's tight.
Let's get responsible with this stuff, shall we? Okay,
so if you're going to call, you do need to know basic Mad Lib rules.
Guidelines?
Yes. The very same.
You need to know the basic parts of speech, noun, adjective, verb. number, letter, part of the body. We do expect for you to know these things.
Right.
We're not going to get hung up if you don't know an adverb. We will help you.
Frequently, but not exclusively.
That's right. So we'll get into all of those details as we get a little further in tonight.
There's plenty.
Oh, my God. There's so many details for this show.
So much to do.
I wish I could find the list of how to do... I wrote instructions once of how to do the show
right.
for someone. I wish I could find that. I'm sure it's probably in the files.
There are a lot of them.
There are a lot of files.
I have contributed to it at
that
this time.
That is correct.
Time.
There mm-hmm. are files. So maybe someday I will get that intern and we'll get those
archives. Oh, the intern, right.
Yeah,
yes, that's what
that
we're
intern.
Working on.
Boy,
so.
Do we need that intern.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Especially this week, because next week is the Radio Obituary Retrospective. So, this is kind of where we're at right now. So, I feel like we should probably play a little holiday silliness.
Yes!
And then
festive
come back.
Merriment.
And then come back and giggle some more together the way that we do.
I like it.
I'll delete a few things in the meantime.
Oh. Why? Because we've talked through a quarter of them first.
Yes, because we have. I cut it. I just didn't cut it enough.
I know.
Because, you know, we all know that I don't really like holiday music very much.
So you cram it all into one show. This is it.
This is it.
After
this is, all
this
you
is
get.
Done, Christmas is finished. For
That's
Bowling.
Right. It's
this
all done.
It.
It's, the
this
holiday's
is the peak
totally
right
over.
Right.
Holiday's totally over after tonight. I
right.
love that.
Right.
I love that part of the holiday.
I know.
So, but I feel like I've got a lovely little selection for you here tonight, whatever we manage to get through. And then we'll come back and we'll do a Mad Lib.
Yes.
And,
trivia?
And trivia. We've got trivia.
Oh, so many things.
The things that go along with the Mad Lib will all happen here tonight. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah. I have a very, very, very little secret. It's a kind of a thing that people should know about because the snow will be falling and the cats will be bawling. Yeah, they're going to be knocking themselves out. You know the reason why? I'll tell you why. Yeah. Santa Claus is smoking reefers. You didn't know that, did you? Santa Claus is smoking tea. He's so high in the sky, loaded all the time. He stays up there loaded for a year. Comes on down. He's got the stuff for the kiddies. Yes, sir. And the kiddies are hip nowadays. They ain't like the kiddies of yesterday. They ain't like your father and my father. Yeah. The kids are jiving. They're hip, hiving all the time. Charlie fellow, he's fat and mellow, but he ain't the cat that you think it is. Yeah. Oh, Santa Claus is lighting up today. Yes, he's got a reefer 100 feet long. Smokes it from end to end. He'll smoke it if he's your friend. He's so high and mellow, a great big fat fellow. Yes. Oh, look at old Lubinsky dancing in there. Yeah, he's knocking himself right out. He's setting music back 20 years. Yes. Oh, Santa Claus. Yes, the moral of this little story is, what is the moral? The moral is, does your reefer taste different lately?
Ah! brought a
Christmas mansion
and he grinned
that I could love you.
There was Bell Hunter for the reindeer, new jingle bells for the sleigh, and they all wished him a Merry Christmas. And the toyland band began to play, and the North Pole rocked with laughter and the fun when the toys gave a party for Papa Santa Claus.
Disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly. Fill a cup and don't say when. kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens. Mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306 a day of war. Relations, sparing no expense'll send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil, just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda.
And I'm January.
We're still doing this thing.
That's true.
That actually felt like a big set of music for being such a short set of music, I have to say.
Oh, Christmas.
Christmas.
That's what happens. So festive. There's merriment.
So excited.
I know. I like it.
I like it. I like that we've got a couple of brand new holiday things in the mix of music tonight.
You know, it's
like 2016 brand new.
Right. Because you think after how many Christmas shows that we've crammed in as much as possible, how could there be something new that is, you know, cute and lovely and silly and show-worthy?
Well, you know, luckily we have Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites out there.
Right.
Who continue to produce, like Aaron
right.
Spade just did. God love him for updating that one for 2016 and getting it out. God love him for it. We got at least one other brand new thing coming up in the first hour of the program, too. So that's extremely exciting.
I love festivals.
I'm not going to tip my hand on it, though. You're just going to have to wait.
Oh, I'm patient.
Oh, well, I wasn't worried about you. Because you
wait
know
for it.
You get it.
I'll wait for it.
But, you know, I know that some of those listeners over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, some of them, and they know who they are.
No.
Get a little rowdy.
This, I find unbelievable.
You know, at least they're somewhat self-aware.
Uh-huh.
I love that about them.
So.
You got one?
Sure.
Okay,
I don't know.
Go
I just
for
opened,
it.
I just opened to something. It says, when visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. We care about bears and you.
And I think everyone probably appreciates out there right now that, sure, it was 2 degrees in Boston yesterday.
Two. One. And then the one right above it.
But here we are with the window open.
Right. Because some things never change.
And I'm still hot.
My ability to go sleeveless in any weather. Still the thing that has impressed your mother the most about me in the
well,
long
Well, I don't
course.
Know if that would be the thing that impressed
course.
Her the most. It was just the best comment she ever made.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Just the best comment ever.
I mean, I never even thought about it until she said something. Didn't even occur to me. I'm just like, well, I'm very, I mean, hot, but warm
yes.
more often.
Yes.
It's toasty.
As I've approached the 30-year mark here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, and if you realize what age-ish that might make me, I've become warmer over the years.
It happens.
It does. It does.
Toasty.
And I'm actually okay with it.
Yeah.
It keeps my heating bills down.
Better than being
chilly. That's right.
Because, you know, would you rather be too hot or too cold?
Depends on the season.
I just feel like you can always put more layers on. Not that it was not super frosty yesterday, but I'm in travel gear.
Right.
If I had my full wherewithal and didn't have to take everything on a plane with me, oh, I could be wicked, wicked layered.
Yes, you could.
But you can only take so much off legally, and we've proven that many times.
Many times.
In many states across this great nation of ours.
We have.
Yeah.
We've never counted our states, have we?
Collectively, no. I mean, I'm at 46 myself.
But I just mean for us.
But
you
we,
and me.
But
we've hit a lot.
A great deal of those states have been with you.
Yes.
Never been in Idaho with anybody else.
Nope.
Nope.
Maybe never will.
Never been to Nebraska with anybody else.
Nebraska was great.
Was it? I don't recall great being a word I associated with our drive through Nebraska.
You were there, so I do.
Oh, that's fair. That's
yeah, you
fair.
See? You see?
I mean, we did all the things together, so.
And that's what really matters. So last week on the show,
yes,
we did a free association.
Yes.
Which, of course, the kids
Boy,
love.
Did that take off like nobody's business. I looked at it, and I was like, I'm going to add something. And then I got, derailed by something, and I came back, and it was up to like 56 comments. I was like, oh, well whatever word I'm going to add to this is going to be way down the line.
You never know. You never know what's actually going to hit it.
Right. That's true. That's
and
true.
And I tried to.
Because it's not necessarily word association with the word that was before it in the thread.
Exactly.
Because that's how I think of word association. I was like, oh, well, it's gone now. Buried in the mix. I don't even know what happened to what I maybe was thinking about.
But some listeners, not all listeners, some listeners.
Mm-hmm. Not all. Hashtag not all listeners. It's okay. You can do that.
Get a little confused about the concept.
Mm-hmm.
And want to tell me what to play.
Oh, right. No. That's not how that works.
I find it endearing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I know this song about pickles. No, but that's not what pickles made me think of today.
Not today. Maybe tomorrow.
Or ever.
But I have a little something that got sent along for last week.
Hey.
For last week's free association,
mm-hmm,
that I wanted to make sure got in for tonight.
Oh, good.
Because why not?
Because that's what happens.
So it's a no fidelity tune. As we discussed last week.
None.
That's what the record jacket says. It says,
no,
this
fidelity.
Isn't hi-fi, this isn't lo-fi, this is no-fi.
No-fi.
I think Sweet Joe Silver, chairman of the board, I think he pointed out that it sounded like a flexi disc.
Oh.
But it wasn't.
Oh.
But it was very thin vinyl, I will say that.
Right.
But this isn't from that piece of vinyl. It's from something else. But we want to thank our Swami Polly C for getting it in the mix this week right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas. Oh, have I got a goodie for you, little girl. Look at this present.
Up in the sky on Christmas Eve, you'll see a sight that you wouldn't believe. Jolly Saint Nick with a sack full of cheer. Santa only comes once a year. From in between his whiskers come a ho 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 and a big wet tongue. Now we all know what makes Rudolph run. Santa only comes once a year.
All the elves are cheerful because they've got a gift they love. Santa Claus poking around from house to house and town to town, leaving all the girlies with their knickers down.
Down the chimney he'll slither and slide and drop his sleigh digging load inside. Santa only comes once a year.
Ho, 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 little girl. I love the way the line runs up the back of those stockings. No, 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 don't take them off, don't take them off. You betcha, little girl.
He's candy cane and jingle bells are so much lighter. That's what happens when you have a one-nighter. Poor old Mrs. Santa Claus is crying in her ear, 'cause Santa only comes once a year. Santa only comes once a year. Santa only comes once a year.
Only that one time.
Santa only comes once a year.
Hanging out on Christmas Eve, stuffing presents in her stocking.
When I was much, much younger, Christmas meant one thing, that I'd be getting lots of toys that day. I learned a whole lot different when Mommy sat me down and taught me to spell Christmas this way.
C is for the Christ child.
Every year, about this time, oh, Jingle Bellsville, here things, I want to say like, Happy Yule, you fool, yeah, way down deep, within my little heart, my little pitter-patter heart, I really, I feel its way, ah. Why don't you go home for Christmas? That's a good idea. So I can have a Happy New Year. I really want it. That would be, oh, my Christmas present, darling. Getting you off my ear, out of my life, out of my hair, yes. Why don't you take off tomorrow? If you had any class, you would go by bus. Oh, do I feel so unhappy this way. It's only when I laugh. 24 hours together, darling. When you could have left yesterday, think of the things I could have done. Yes, indeed. I remember the first time you kissed me back at the handball court. I didn't know what hit me. Pow! Suddenly you puckered up. You'd been siphoning gasoline. And you came up real close, and then you bit me. Oh, you took off the ear and the nose. Ooh! And if you see your dad and your mother, who are those lovely monsters, hold them very close, especially fat old mummy. Yes, I'm giving you to them for Christmas, yes. So I can have a happy new year. So I can have a Happy New Year. Everybody kiss. It's so good being without you. Happy New Year.
I'm on my own. I'm all alone. I feel so blue. I'm on my own, I feel so blue. to be. You even bought your love to me.
Whatsoever, because then you wouldn't be your, well, it'd be a convenience thing. It would just be real ugly. You'd probably die because you didn't get chewing gum batteries or toilet paper. Or maybe something really important like napkins.
To sleep, don't make one little peep. Close your eyes, say your prayers. The snow is getting deep. Get your asses to sleep. 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 Santa's gotta lay down. No more screwing around. Oh my God, this bed feels good. Snow's upon the ground. Sleep until noon. In fact, let's sleep until June. The only gift you really need is snow beneath the moon.